also in news, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy is in a good place, but there is uncertainty.
At a U.S. monetary policy forum in New York Friday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the overall economy is doing well.
Despite elevated levels of uncertainty, the U.S. economy continues to be in a good place. The labor market is solid, and inflation has moved closer to our 2% longer-run goal.
But Powell says the Fed's key interest rate is likely to remain unchanged in the coming months.
The new administration is in the process of implementing significant policy changes in four distinct areas: trade, immigration, fiscal policy, and regulation. It is the net effect of these policy changes that will matter for the economy and for the path of monetary policy.
I'm Donna Warder.
Political contributor Josh Kroshauer says the Trump administration may be on the wrong path if it hopes to negotiate a hostage deal with Hamas.
This is a president and an administration who likes to cut deals, but there's just no dealing with terrorists that want Israel's destruction. That's their goal.
Kroshauer says it would be a mistake to think of the terrorist organization as a legitimate partner in seeking peace.
No, usually in foreign policy, there's a dictator or a bad operator, and then there's your allies.
Yeah.
And it's standing by your allies and speaking out and being tough against the enemies. I mean, I think that's sort of the playbook that has always worked for American foreign policy.
Kroshauer was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Authorities have revealed that actor Gene Hackman died of heart disease and showed severe signs of Alzheimer's disease a full week after his wife died of hantavirus in their home. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell said both deaths were ruled to be from natural causes. On Wall Street, the Dow by 222 points. This is SRN News. Catholics have officially crossed over.
For more than 100 years, right up to about the middle of the 20th century, if you were a Catholic, you voted Democrat. Anywhere between 85 and 90% cast their ballots for Democratic candidates in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. But as the party became more liberal, Catholics began to vote Republican. Now the Pew Research Center reports that a solid majority, 53% of Catholics, identify with the GOP versus just 43% who are still Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Columbia University disciplinary committee is investigating students who've criticized Israel. The Office of Institutional Equity has launched a flurry of probes into students for sharing social media posts critical of Zionism and joining unauthorized campus protests. The Trump administration threatens to pull millions of dollars in federal funding from Columbia and other schools. This is SRN News. A lunar lander touches down on the moon, not as intended.
The Athena by Intuitive Machines landed a spacecraft on the moon, but sideways. Launched last week, Athena missed its mark by more than 800 feet and ended up in a frigid crater.
We're shedding power as fast as we can to keep the vehicle in good health.
That's Tim Crane. He's the mission director and co-founder of Intuitive Machines. The spacecraft was communicating with controllers and generating solar power. But NASA and Intuitive Machines abruptly ended their live webcast, audio courtesy of Intuitive Machines and NASA. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Freedom Caucus leaders in the Wyoming House of Representatives are claiming victory after a legislative session in which most of their priorities got passed. Wyoming's the first state where a Freedom Caucus has taken control of a statehouse chamber. More details at SRNNews.com.